Welcome to Unforgotten Conversations. In this episode, we look at how singing together can boost well-being in later life. We speak to members of Military Wives Choirs, which are for all women in the armed forces community, not just military wives. And choir master Brian Marshall talks about the benefits of choirs for older men and for people affected by dementia. Maggie is chair of Military Wives Choir's trustee board. She explains how it all began.
Way back in 2010, the Afghanistan war was still raging. We were still sending our troops over to Afghanistan. And Nikki Clark was a military wife, and she was based in Catterick in the barracks there with her husband. And when he went off, and she discovered that really, apart from coffee mornings and the odd day out, there wasn't really very much for the wives and girlfriends and partners to do while their partners were away in Afghanistan. And so she thought about setting up a choir for all the women to give them something to do, with the idea that they would rehearse. And at the end of it, when the soldiers came back from Afghanistan, they would put on a performance. And it was clear from the very beginning that it was going to be welcome to everybody. The following year, Gareth Malone was interested in making a programme about setting up a choir, and he had done a series of programmes and he wanted to do one based around military wives. And so he produced a programme using a choir that he set up in Chivna and then also a choir from Plymouth. And as we all know, they produced a single which shot to number one in the Christmas of 2011. And also the choir performed at the Act of Remembrance in the Royal Albert Hall, and which was watched by so many people. And the song was put together using snippets of the letters and quotes from the letters that the husbands and wives had written to one another. And so because all these choirs were springing up, it was decided to have a day where we brought everybody together with Gareth Malone to decide what would be the future for all the choirs. And there was a great appetite to actually set it up as a network of choirs, and hence the reason we now started the charity, the Military Wives Choirs.
Choir members Elaine, Marie and Sandra share their stories of becoming part of the Military Wives Choirs family.
Well, I was trained as an army nurse in the QAs, and of course, inevitably, I married a medic. But nursing is in the army is wonderful. Yes, yeah, so we dotted around the world, Hong Kong, and seen a lot of Salisbury Plain. Another QA veteran says to me, "Oh, I'm in the Military Wives Choir." And I said, "Oh, I didn't know we could join." She says, "Oh, yes, yes." So I was hot-footed at home and got straight on the phone to Rosyth Choir and said, "I'm a veteran, can I come and join you?" And they said, "Yes." So that was about 7 years ago now.
When I left the Navy in 2011, me and my husband, we settled up here in Helensburgh, which is a real naval community. And it was a friend of mine. So she was already in the choir and had worked with her on the base. And she said, "Why don't you come up to, for a sing-along? We're doing a Christmas taster, singing taster." And I thought, "Oh, crikey, this is really out of my comfort zone." But I'd been missing that naval connection, that military connection, since I'd left the Navy and become a civilian. And I needed that reconnection. And so I went up, and I think it was about 3 weeks later, I found myself sitting on a cold bus, 6 o'clock one Sunday morning, with about 25 other ladies. And we were heading up to Tough Mudder, and we were performing a flash mob. Never been in a flash mob before. And then I never looked back after that.
For Elaine, Marie and Sandra, Military Wives Choirs has brought them many benefits.
I'd been at Northolt for a few years, But from 2012 onwards, it gave me a different sense of belonging. So to have that choir and to have that network and to have that, just that feeling of knowing that there was other ladies out there doing the same thing, I so wish it had been around when I was first married to my husband and that first posting. Oh my goodness, what a world of difference it would have made, having that support, having a group of people that you already know without knowing. And that first posting away, my world just imploded on itself and I had no idea. And I had nobody to turn to and nobody to share those experiences with. And the, you know, he immediately was into work. He had his group of friends. He had his group of colleagues. And I was at home on my own with an 18-month-old child. I had no idea where I was in the world. I was completely lost. And it was terrifying.
When you join, it's like just going back to your service days, really. You know, you've got the same camaraderie, the same banter. So it really picks you up and you just feel you belong. It is really like a big family. And everybody, you know, you get a big hug when you go to choir and we'll be going on a Tuesday night. You know, it's lovely. Everybody gets up and it just really lifts your mood. You might feel a bit, especially at the minute when we're doing it all on Zoom, you think, oh, I won't bother going tonight. Can't be bothered. But once you go, it's, you know, such a lift from the singing. And as I say, it's the friendship and the camaraderie you get from the rest of the members. It's lovely. You know, you don't need to be able to sing, read music. You just come along and, you know, the rest just falls into place. Everybody's in the same boat. Everybody has been through that. They know how to support you and give you the support that you need personally. But there's always somebody there that will listen to you and they understand what you're going through. That's the main thing. The recording sessions are always fun because you have 8 choirs from the region all come together when we're doing recordings. And that's just amazing. You know, we usually record in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh. We just form this big family. And it is just like a family. So like any family, you've got younger and you've got older people. It just seems to all work well together. Age has never been a problem, or it isn't a barrier for anybody joining either.
Just having that link with, having that shared stories, that shared experiences. So even although I knew we were heading for him to be leaving the Air Force, I still knew that I had that choir. But there's no pressure either. You know, you can, if you're new to an area and you come along and you sort of, it helps you make that first steps. You may not want to continue it. It may not suit. Your life may take a different turn, and that's absolutely fine. There's absolutely no pressure, but we're there if you need it.
It's absolutely provided a family where I didn't have the family before, because in the military, you can't take your family with you. Your colleagues in the military and their family then become your family. And that's what I feel like they are to me now, is my family. You always go to choir and you always get a hug. You get a hug outside of choir. Singing together is like a big hug as well.
Well, the one thing that we've been most frustrated about in this past year is that we've had at least 4 babies born and we haven't been able to have any snuggles. So we're telling them they have to go and have another one. We need more babies because we feel very, very frustrated that we haven't been able to have that baby snuggles, because there's nothing more. That's the other thing that, you know, choir, we have these new mums that come along and they're exhausted, but they come along and they don't have to sing. But the fact that they know that they've got a group of people that are more than willing to snuggle that little one, to let them have just a 10-minute break, that's invaluable for them.
Asked about the highlights of being in a choir, Elaine, Marie and Sandra found it hard to choose.
Oh, which one? Recording 2 albums? Appearing on the one show? We get so many opportunities.
Singing my first solo. Anybody that sang a solo in the choir will know how daunting and exhilarating it is at the same time. And I think my standing on a stage for at a performance in Glasgow a couple of years ago for another charity, and I sang a song from can't remember, from a musical, and I used to sing it when I was a child. I actually got to sing it for real on a stage. It was Memories, and it was a minute of pure sort of, not fame, but exhilarating joy of being able to do something. And then, so that's probably my biggest highlight and memorable moment.
Being able to say that my name, my voice, is on two CDs, that got into the charts and did quite well. And, that's got to be a good thing. I remember performing at a care home, and we didn't necessarily sing the core songs, although we did have a couple, but we just sang old songs that the residents recognised. And watching them joining in, watching them and listening to them singing and then talking to them afterwards, it can be moments like that that can give you as much of a joy and a feeling of just being able to do something special. Those moments can be as exciting and exhilarating as the glory ones.
It proved just as hard for Elaine, Marie and Sandra to pick a favourite song.
I like the Poppy Red. I think that's really nice. Or We Will Remember You. The first time we heard this, when the choirs heard it, we got a preview. And we were all in tears. By the time it got to about the third line, we were all standing looking at each other. It was so poignant for every woman in that room. We've all been there, not knowing if you're going to see your loved ones again. It was really good. Yeah, that's one of my favourites.
Oh, wow. That's like asking me to pick my favourite child. We sing Brave, and some of the lyrics there, it's about being brave. And sometimes as a military wife, partner, you have to be brave. You have to know how to be brave, and having a group of singing sisters around you definitely helps.
We've done a lot of singing around the, World War One and World War Two, and the D-Day commemorations. And a lot of that music is really poignant, and it really reflects with our audiences. Obviously, being in a military community with a lot of veterans, I think we were about three weeks in, and Miriam, our MD, she said, "Okay, we're just going to go through some of our old songs and for our newbies, because there was a few newbies when I joined." And I was, I think, third of the way back with a row of the girls behind me where we were rehearsing. And they started singing Bring Him Home, and I'd never really heard it before. And I think I was literally, tears were pouring down my face, because the harmonies were so beautiful. And I just felt this hand on my shoulder. I'm going to start crying. I felt this hand on my shoulder. And she said, "I did exactly the same thing. I cried when I heard that song the first time we sang it." And it's probably one of my favourite songs. But as Sandra said, there's lots of other amazing songs that make you feel brave and make you feel amazing after you've sang it, because the harmonies, nailing the harmonies, it's like running a race at, 50 miles an hour. When you get to the end and you get there and you think, "Oh my God, that was amazing. We did that together and we created something quite beautiful." None of us are, we're not professional singers. We are, as you say, some of us can be a bit rusty at times, but when we all sing together, it's actually something quite beautiful.
It's not even about performing. It's just about being together and being able to be that network of support. I know a lot of our ladies, and everywhere, they've struggled. It's been a real struggle. Just with because military life is still carrying on, their husbands' partners are still going away, they're still having to struggle with homeschooling now and little ones, and it's just to be there for them, just to be able to help them. So yeah, just want to be back.
With COVID restrictions easing, Maggie says there's much for the Military Wives Choirs network to look forward to.
We're very excited because in 2022, that will be the 10th anniversary of our charity. And we're really looking forward to the fact that hopefully we'll all be out of lockdown. We'll all be able to meet in person and sing together and have some celebrations.
If you would like to find out more about Military Wives Choirs, you can visit their website, www.militarywiveschoirs.org, or call 020-7463-9407.
So, Westerton Male Voice Choir has been running since 1957. It was formed, and it was formed from a group of guys who were bowlers. And one day, it was raining so hard that the bowling couldn't take place. So they went inside to the bowling club, and there was a piano there. And so the story goes is that they stood round the piano, started singing some songs, and from there, a choir was born.
Brian Marshall is the musical director of Westerton Male Voice Choir and founder and director of the Sing Aloud Singing for Pleasure groups. He is also a leading light in Scotland's Dementia Inclusive Singing Network, which is facilitated by Luminate, Scotland's creative ageing organisation.
From having around about 30 or so members, around that mark, 30, 35, and by the just before the lockdown started, we were up to double that. So we were sitting around about 65 full-time members. 98% are 60 and over. The camaraderie is a huge part of it. The social side of it probably is the biggest part of it, I would say. It's just being with other men for a couple of hours every Tuesday night for what, the best part of 40 weeks a year, and enjoying that time together. Secondly, I think it's the challenge of being part of a choir. It's not just a sing-song, you know, it's a structured choir who give concerts and ask people to spend money to buy tickets for them to sing to them. So that's a challenge in itself. So it's not a case of just turning up for a wee sing-song on a Tuesday night. And then lastly, I think it's probably just the enjoyment and the feeling of reward that they get from it. You know, you start at the beginning of a season in sort of September, you work all the way through to Christmas up till now. This is the end of the season in April. And you're learning songs and you're going out and you're singing to people, you're raising money for charity, all these sorts of things. So I think it's a whole body of things. But generally speaking, I think it's the welcome and the camaraderie that the guys enjoy. That's what brings them back. There's no requirement to either audition or indeed to be able to read music. Clearly these things help. They do. But nobody would be turned away if they come up and said, I've never sung in a choir, I can't read music. It would still be a case of, well, in you come and let's see what we can do. There is usually some sort of subscription fee or, you know, some subs that need to be paid. And there has been the odd occasion where there's some men have said, you know, I think this is just too, you know, it's too hard. You've got to pay the subscription. You've maybe got to buy a uniform. In some cases, maybe buy some music, you know, small things like that. However, that's a very small thing. It's never real. I've never found it a real issue because we've always found a way around that to say, well, look, We'll work something out, you know. It's we don't want that to stop you from joining the choir. A chap coming into the choir who's having issues in his life, whatever they may be, health issues, personal issues, whatever it happens to be, coming to the choir allows that time where, in a way, they can just forget about it all and just focus on being with those other men and enjoying that singing experience. And we've been to many of guys who've lost a partner and we've gone to sing at funerals and how much that has meant to that man to be able to have that support from the other guys in the choir. And not just at that moment, but then of course after that, when they're on their own and they've got all these guys who support them and many other guys who are going through the same thing or have gone through the same thing. As our choir evolved and became more together, I think men opened up a lot more. I think it's that way of just knowing there's other guys there going through similar things and that helps them hugely. So it's not just the singing. but then there are the physical aspects of singing as well. It just makes them feel better, you know. The breathing, the physical aspect of it, of having to actually work at something, getting the brain working, you know, focusing, practicing, all these things that just keep them going, you know, keeps their mind active. They rehearse, they learn song, they're being with people, they're working towards an event. that just helps them in terms of keeping their mind active and making sure they don't get old, in inverted commas, you know. And for choirs now, there's so many resources for choirs. You know, there's loads of different groups like Making Music and Luminate and all these sorts of organisations that promote local choirs, you know. And I do a lot of work with Luminate, which is how I got to talk to yourself, actually. And, you know, we've just started recently the Dementia Inclusive Singing Network, which basically promotes every singing choir group across Scotland that is, you know, opening and welcome to folk living with dementia. I mean, that's a fabulous thing. So if somebody is in a local community is looking for a place to go and sing, they can literally go onto this website, and more often than not, they'll find somewhere nearby that they can be part of, you know. And I've found numerous benefits from the singing, and not just from the folk living with dementia, but crucially, just as equally, the folk that care for those people who live with dementia. And I would say it's almost on an equal level. You can't actually say that it benefits one more than the other. I think it's just as important for both parties as to what the singing gives them. And it's not that dissimilar from the older chaps in the male voice choir. It's that camaraderie. It's that community feeling of being part of something that you're in it together with other folk, and particularly with the dementia choir, that it's folk living through the same experiences or similar experiences as to what they are. I know that in some cases it gives them a real reason to get up and get out, you know, and get to the choir. And for the carer's point of view, it's a reason to say to them, come on, let's go, we're going out to the choir today.
You can contact Brian at www.brian-marshall.com. And that's Brian spelt B-R-Y-A-N and Marshall spelt M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. Or you can call Brian on 074-12-756-750. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Unforgotten Conversations.